May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. It says, "But whenever a man turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as mirrors the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit." Anytime a believer longs for new freedom, and new experience, increased experience of glory, it always begins and is perpetuated in the presence of the Lord. He says, and we all, whoever turns to the Lord, he said, there's an unveiling. Whenever a man turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. What human beings in general, and therefore Christians still, don't like to deal with is an unveiling, where the masks are removed, where there are issues that are confronted, inconsistencies or compromises dealt with. Because our fear is, because of the fall, that the consequence is going to always be further guilt, condemnation, and rejection, even from the Lord. But the truth is that there's never going to be any kind of advance in liberty or transformation and glory, increased glory, apart from an unveiling. It's just part of the deal. We see it in the DNA of the gospel where John would say things like, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven's here," and there's a spirit of repenting that precedes the presence of the Lord. And that the truth is that the Lord's not like people. Whenever there's an unveiling in His presence, the result isn't condemnation and rejection. He says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And the truth is, for Christians, is that no matter if unveiling is a little painful, sometimes it can be very painful and difficult, it's really significant because only in the process of that do we advance to the next place in terms of freedom. In the Lord's presence, though it may be painful and difficult, the consequence is actually liberty. When the Lord shows something in your life, reveals something in your life that He wants you to lay down at the altar of His heart, it may be hard to let it go. It may be painful to let it go. But the end result is once you let it go, your heart gets filled with liberty. Because you move into a new place of glory and the transformation that takes place in the glory of God. And so the word of the Lord for us is that when you turn to the Lord and you start seeking the Lord with a fresh passion because you just long for more, it's going to always start with a fresh unveiling. But don't be afraid. Even though it may hurt, and even though there may be some precious things you have to let go of, the result's going to be liberty. Liberty in your heart. Because it's those places of compromise that really cause the bondage. And yet we're afraid if we have to let go of this, we won't be as free. Life won't be as good. Things won't be as well. But we were created for the glory of God. And that transformation can only take place in His glory, and we can only experience glory and the liberty that comes with that as we turn to the Lord and surrender to the unveiling. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.